This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is Partners in Tribulation and was written by David Bast. Today's scripture is Revelation 1, verse 9, and John 16, verses 25 through 33. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father, and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. A key word in the book of Revelation is thlipsis, meaning distress, suffering, tribulation. John knew all about thlipsis, and so did the churches he was writing to. They were partners in it. He was on Patmos, a small rocky island off the coast of Turkey. He had been exiled there during the reign of the Emperor Domitian in the AD 90s because of his faithful ministry of God's word and his witness to Jesus. The last of the 12 apostles, John alone would die of natural causes, but he would likely die in prison. There is no false advertising in the New Testament. The gospel promises are clear and repeated. Faith in Christ leads to long-term glory, but to short-term trouble. As someone once observed, those who kneel beneath the cross shouldn't be surprised if they get some blood on them. Don't believe the gospel because you think it will make your life easy and happy. Believe it because it's true. Believe that Jesus really did come from God to give us eternal life. Believe he really did overcome the world, even as that world crucified him. Believe that when you suffer, you really will have peace in him. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. If we are partners in tribulation, let's also be partners in endurance. This has been Words of Hope. For more devotional resources, including a print copy of this devotional, visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.